You may have seen those cute pictures of people feeding bears out their car windows at Yellowstone National Park. That's a rare scene these days, and there's good reason for that. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Yellowstone National Park hosts about 4 million visitors each year. The way the public interacts with wildlife has changed in recent decades, though.
So back in like the 60s, 70s, before the Endangered Species Act really came into play, it was pretty normal to drive through Yellowstone National Park, see bears on the side of the road, feed them out the side of your vehicle, out your windows, at your campground.
A.J. Klebnick says, while feeding the bears seems like a great thing to do to experience wildlife, it caused a lot of problems for both people and the bears.
There are a lot of injuries to people from bears at that time as visitation to the park increased, and it definitely did not encourage good habits in the wildlife.
The bears soon began to crave food from humans, meaning bears were wandering out of their natural habitats and into places often reserved for people. Today, things have changed. Feeding the bears isn't allowed, but that means it may be more difficult to see them in the park. A place just outside the boundary changes that.
The Grizzly and Wolf Discovery Center definitely was started to give people the opportunity to learn about and see those bears up close in a safe environment.
The Discovery Center houses several grizzlies for visitors to Yellowstone to see up close.
As a facility, we wanted to give visitors to the area the opportunity to see and learn about and learn to appreciate these animals in a way that wouldn't necessarily be safe to do in the wild, that they might not get a chance to do in the wild.
The bears that reside here are not fit to be in the wild for a variety of reasons, yet they are the perfect residents here. More about the grizzlies next time as we travel the countryside in West Yellowstone, Montana. I'm Andrew McCrae.